Al Petrelli. Al, thanks for joining us. I can't even imagine an undertaking like that and being responsible for so many musicians and what happens on stage every night.
Well, thank you for saying all that, and thank you for having me on today. When you say it the way that you said it, it sounds like an undoable situation. But if you go back in time, 25 years, when we first started in 1999, with one box truck, one fog machine, and one bus, and you can see the growth of this thing, how it's evolved over the last quarter of a century, it makes more sense when you're on the inside of it than it does from the outside looking in.
I bet, because from the outside looking in, it does seem like an overwhelming task. But you're an original member. So what year?
Ma'am.
What year was that?
This thing first opened its eyes February of 1995, when I first recorded the opening notes of Christmas Eve, Sarajevo, 1224.
And either among that or before that, you've worked with Megadeth, Alice Cooper, you've been on stage with Celine Dion and Dee Snider and Taylor Dane and Blue Oyster Cult. My gosh, you are a rock star.
or what a mess. Either way. Well, you know, listen, all those artists that you just mentioned, unbeknownst to me at the time, were getting me prepared for what was to become the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, working for Paul O'Neill, the gentleman who actually started this thing. You know, TSO is a very almost film soundtrack-esque writing to depict events that take place during Paul's stories in these records that we've recorded. So working for Alice gave me the opportunity to firsthand see a theatrical presentation of a rock and roll band in an arena setting. Working for Celine Dion taught me, you know, the differences in working with a male artist as opposed to a female artist. Working with Megadeth, working with, like you said, Dee Snider. All these different artists were part of my training to get me ready for what was to change my life and so many other lives.
Right. So this tour, the winter tour for 2024, is titled The Lost Christmas Eve. And I love that you're coming to Chicago so close to Christmas. You'll be here on the 23rd at the Allstate Arena. I know you're also in Moline, Illinois. You'll be in Milwaukee for people that are listening in the Midwest area. So how many shows have you done with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
From the beginning?
Yeah.
A lot?
Yeah, like a couple thousand, right?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, if we do, 100-something shows a year for the past 25 years, you know, it's you could do that math. It's added, but it wasn't something that we really gave too much thought to. It was, you know, we started recording and sold a lot of records in the late 90s and never did one show until 99. And then, you know, on that first show, that first itinerary, I think it was like, you know, Boston, New York, Philly, Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland. And it was like, wow, this is awesome. And then the next year, there were twice as many shows and just it kept growing geometrically over the year. So we were just kind of what we call, you know, adapt, overcome, and improvise, figure this one out, because everything that we had done was unprecedented. You know, a band taking on Christmas like a rock band, but fusing it with an orchestra and a narrator and multiple singers and all that, and then having to cut the band into two bands just to be able to, you know, make it across the country, you know, during the holiday window. You know, so there's no way I can get a band from Seattle to Boston to Chicago to Tampa. It's not going to happen. So everything we've been doing, we're the first ones to ever do it, and we've kind of like learned how to do it while we were doing it.
Yeah. Al Petrelli is a guitarist, music director, original member of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. So for people who may have only seen the ads or heard people talk about it, how would you describe what you do on stage, what we're going to see on December 23rd at the Allstate Arena?
Well, musically, it kind of encompasses every genre of music. You have works by the great composers. You know, we do Beethoven symphonies and Mozart symphonies. There's obviously traditional Christmas themes that you'll hear throughout. There's good old-fashioned American rock and roll, R&B, jazz, you know, some blues. There's a theatrical side of it where it's presented in such a manner that it's like an over-the-top Broadway show where our narrator recites poetry that ties the story together and introduces the characters and their situations. You have some of the world's greatest singers up there, not only singing songs, but portraying characters that Paul had written into his story. And at the center of this whole thing, you have a beautifully written, almost Frank Capra-esque, if you will, story that everybody in the audience relates to and can make their own, because all the events that take place are very familiar to all of us, not only on stage, but in the audience as well. And then you wrap it up with the world's biggest rock and roll production. You know, I mean, last year we had, when I left the Allstate, I think I counted 22 tractor trailers and 12 buses.
Wow. And how many performers on stage over the course of your show, like when you're coming to the Allstate, how many people will be traveling with you?
Well, with the orchestra, I would say there's probably, 25, 26 people on stage. And, it's a pretty big undertaking. What people in the audience may not realize is there's probably 80 people underneath the stage or behind the stage. We have the greatest crew ever that's giving us the opportunity to do two shows. It's a pretty daunting task to do one show. But to get it up and running for a 3 o'clock downbeat, after a 400-mile drive, we owe everything to our crew, who we could never do our jobs without them.
Al, I read that you've performed for 19 million people as an original member of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I'm not sure Alice Cooper can say he's performed for 19 million people in person.
I don't know. Maybe he has, maybe he hasn't. I just heard those numbers back in August that we were going to cross the 20 million mark, ticket sale-wise. And I kind of went, really? I don't pay that much. I really don't look in the rearview mirror that often, if you will.
Yeah.
I don't. I have, a huge task at hand is to make this year's tour bigger and better than last year. But when somebody said that, I just had this overwhelming sense of pride. Like, I was there when this child of Paul O'Neill's opened its eyes. If he's the dad, then I'm like the weird uncle. And this thing from infancy to 30 years old has grown up to be something that I didn't see on the horizon. But it's exceeded every one of my expectations. Like one of my own children,
Yeah.
And the fact that it keeps growing and more people fall in love with it, and people coming out, like, I consider them my repeat offenders. They come year after year, and they're bringing their grandkids or their grandparents or their family, friends, whatever. And I sit back sometimes and I go, wow, good job, Paul. You did great.
You have done great. And a dollar from every ticket sold has gone to charity. That's more than $19 million donated to local charities by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. So excited,
yes,
to meet you, even just on the phone, and we will see you on the 23rd at the Allstate.
I can't wait. Thanks so much for the time, and have a great holiday season in the meantime.